What are you feeling? What are you seeing?
Well, first of all, I want you to know that the same energy that created that has created the Hurricane Andrew, the Kobe earthquake, the Asia tsunami, is the same energy that produces this devastating Hurricane Katrina. So there is nothing unusual in my line of work. I knew it was coming. This is why I was insisting on those dates. But there is more coming. If I may ask you and your audience to pick up a pen and write down September the 8th. Again, the keywords, I can only give you keywords because I want to stay objective.
I understand.
And the 8th is the center of the dates. Now, it could happen the day before or the day after, so that longitude and latitude affect every area in the world, not just the United States. So September the 8th, be ready for some police. The police will make interesting news. I'm also expecting some dramatic news where crazy people, like you mentioned earlier, loses it and do all sorts of nasty things. So September the 8th will be an element of drama, and there will be death. I'm so sorry. But
okay,
I have
now, and let me ask you about this date then, and where you say there's going to be some police news. This, I would assume, because there's always something happening in this country with the police.
We're talking
about something of a larger scale, correct?
Yeah, it has. It's like earthquake. When I give date for earthquake, they have to be well above 6.0.
I understand. Okay.
So, as I said, we can expect the police to make serious news and a lot of drama, like maybe a lot of people will die, and it will definitely be mentioned by the police. So maybe it will touch the police directly. I don't want to give too much information for the time being. The second date is September 17,
all right,
just a few days later. Now, this one will touch the Middle East because I see quite a lot of I know the Middle East is already an area which is unstable, but it's going to be very obvious of what would transpire in the Middle East might be the assassination of somebody very, very important. Or I definitely see a terrorism also, and of course a lot of things with oil. And Natalie Holloway, a new development in Aruba will take place during this day.
All right, so September 8th, September 17th.
And the last date I'm going to give you is September 26th. Again, the same energy to a lesser degree, but still a noticeable, that has produced Katrina will be coming back. So what I see there is, again, an earthquake, tornado, things of this nature that will force, again, thousands of people to be relocated.
Go ahead, Luis. Why does it appear that these events, these energy bursts, seem to be getting bigger and bigger every year, where one becomes a record, and then the following year there's one even bigger? How does that keep happening?
Well, it has to do with the position of the planet, the location of Pluto cruising through the sign of Sagittarius. There is also the location of the new dragon's head and tail. Again, as I said in your previous show, I'm coming from the archetypal of consciousness. I'm coming from a very high level of information, and I'm trying to transcend this information into energy that will be transpiring in our dense physical world.
So we are far from out of any kinds of potential problems in September.
Well, you have to realize that 100 years ago, if you had an earthquake, you didn't have no means of knowing about it, or Katrina, or something like that. But nowadays, with our communication, our technology, we get to know things much faster and almost immediately. So this is also one of the reasons why the news are intensifying, because of the option of communication that's given to us.
Luis, do you go into a trance-like state when you get these feelings, these prophetic feelings?
Very often I go and sit by my pool. I wake up in the middle of the night, 3 or 4 in the morning, and then I go and sit by my pool, and I just look up. And not long ago with Jordan was in my house, Jordan Maxwell,
mm-hmm.
and his helper, and we were sitting in my pool. And we saw obvious UFOs passing right on top of my house. It was just amazing. I'm looking for a specific message when I have a very heavy prediction like the one I just did. It's usually confirmed with feelings. And when I go outside and look at the universe, I see different things. I cannot explain it to you. It's just like they're communicating with me to point out specific days and you know, letting you know so that people can be prepared. Because it will be there. That's the sad reality. I'm the real thing. People, the world will find out in time. Because I'm going to do it again and again and again. Because that's all I did last 10 years. And nobody, even when I was on Art Bell show, I told him, Art, in 1991, this country is going to go through an incredible, dangerous, nasty religious war.